Hey, everybody. Welcome to the official Game Stitch podcast. This episode 632. I'm producer Gerald. And as always, I'm joined by Ryan Walton.
Good morning.
Good morning, Vietnam.
You remember that movie? I thought about doing that, but I would have felt forced.
Right.
Oh, I got a little allergy action. I think it's that time of the year.
My nose is stuffed up. I know that's because I'm working on a house and dust particles. And I put some, I got a whole bunch of the N94 Max masks.
Yeah.
From the COVID time. So I've been using that as I'm sanding down so I don't breathe that shit in.
Aren't they N95s?
Or 95, yeah, N95s, whatever.
You shorted yourself one, whatever.
I was about to say N92, but I was like, it didn't sound right.
I think they're N95s.
Yeah. So I got a couple of those over there. I'm using one as I'm sanding.
Do you miss the times when we all wore a mask?
No. Do not.
That was awful.
I may have said this before. So at work, when we had to wear it, I had this huge swimming goggles that was covering the whole face up. And so I wore that so you can see everything. And then I had the little filter at the top of it. And so I wore that and they thought it was funny. I was like, it's got a filter on it.
I hated my face would get so freaking hot.
Yeah.
I'm a mouth breather, so the masks are not designed for our people. Mm-mm. It's too much hot air in there happening.
Yeah, then where I work, you would see people come in and they would take the mask off real quick and you would see just the indentions from them on their face.
I remember everybody's face being extra broken out too.
Yeah.
And just sweating inside that thing. I do like the idea of wearing one when you personally are not feeling well.
Yeah.
Like you say, you don't feel good and you're going into a group of people. I like the idea of you strapping up.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's nice. I think that most other places other than America do that already.
Yeah.
But I don't like the idea of us all just wearing them. I was in retail at the time and that was tough.
Oh, for sure.
Because you're trying to talk to people. They're trying to talk to you. Some people automatically offended that you had a mask on. Then you work in a place with a policy that requires you wear a mask.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, just take the mask off. You're like, well, I can't. So
it doesn't work anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is fine. You know, I'm not a doctor. Neither are you, sir. Mm-hmm. Sir, lady. But also I have to keep this on for the cameras.
Yep.
But yeah, different times. Well, that won't happen again.
Or will it?
It won't. We won't all mask up like that again. I don't think you'll ever get people to mass adopt a policy like that again.
Oh yeah, that was pretty crazy.
Yeah.
People losing their jobs because they're not wearing it.
Yeah. I mean, not what we're talking about, but I worked in a place that basically didn't threaten to fire people who wouldn't take it, but definitely threatened to make life harder for people who wouldn't take it.
Mm-hmm.
The vaccination. So, wild times.
Yeah. While I worked in government, I mean, our HR guy, the director, he's no longer there doing directing. He's doing another position, but he was adamant that he wanted everybody to have the shot. And if they're going to lose, you're going to lose your job. He threatened a lot of people. And there's a whole bunch of people at City Hall that got the vaccine shot that didn't want it because they didn't want to lose their job. Never came to fruition, but he scared the crap out of people.
Yeah. I was basically told that if I didn't get it, I would be subject to daily test.
Mm.
And it basically, strong emphasis put on how much it would be, a disservice to the company if I was to force them to have to send somebody every day to do that just for me. That's fine.
Yeah. Come on, bring it.
Yeah. That's how I was. I was like, that's fine. They're you may have to be here earlier. I'm like, that's fine. Like whatever I got to do. But right now, based on where I'm at, I'll just take that path.
Yeah.
And it really chapped their ass. But they never, nothing ever came of it. You know, all that went away before it was an issue, but it was weird to go into a place where you were busting your ass for doing what they ask and it's still they'll be like, well, now you got to get this. And it's like, I don't know if I do.
Yeah. It's like all the nurses and doctors that lost their jobs because they didn't get it, even though they were there beforehand, not getting positive tests or they already had the virus. And
yeah, I guess I'm lucky that I wasn't forced. Like I didn't lose my job over not getting it. So yeah. I guess I, you know, to a certain extent I was lucky, but they certainly tried to bully you into it.
Mm-hmm.
And I won't say the people that I worked, I think there was pressure in the store that I worked in, but I don't think it was nearly as bad as like the pressure coming from the corporate side of things.
Yeah.
We got a lot of emails explaining how we were shitty for not doing it.
Oh, change the subject to how about this crazy weather?
Yeah, I don't know what to do with it.
Well, Tennessee weather. Really nice one day, cold another day, raining.
Yeah, it's like short weather and then I have to scrape the frost off my windshield to leave.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's monsoon season.
Yep.
And then it's nothing. And then it's cold. And then it's like short weather again.
Yep. The other day I went and actually bought some de-icer because waking up two mornings in a row with just ice all over the cars. I'm like, what the hell?
I'm just to the point now where I check the weather like the morning of, like I'm not even worried about 5 days out anymore. Like I'm checking the morning of and making a plan like currently based on what the weather is.
Yeah.
Cause you can't trust it. You can't, like not right now. There may be a time where you can trust it. It's not now. And the trees and plants are all screwed up. They're trying to bloom and then it's like frosting.
Mm-hmm. It's like, well, we're not growing. Yeah. We're not going to grow. There's a skunk like down the road from me and no one's cleaning it up and it's just stinking. It's been there for about 5 days. And then the other day I seen what looked like a coyote over there trying to eat it.
Mm. Rough life.
Yeah.
The scavenger is a rough life.
Mm-hmm.
What were we going to say?
No, none.
Oh, I was going to say before we get into video games and what we played, I was going to tell you, this is a hot take. It's probably going to hurt a lot of people's feelings.
Uh-oh.
I bought a generic Lego set. Like a non-Lego branded Lego set.
Okay.
So they're plastic brick building pieces.
Mm-hmm.
You've probably heard of them, but don't judge this place by the name. The name's not good. It's called Fun Hole. But it is Whole. But either way, Fun Hole does not sound like a thing that you want to buy toys from. Or maybe you do, but not those kind of toys. But here's the deal. All these sets have lights built into them. They have crazy good reviews on Amazon. I've seen a million TikToks about them. And so I feel like I finally just got baited into at least trying one.
All right, so I got some pulled up. Would you buy the new stand?
No, I bought the greenhouse. So if you may have to actually type in Fun Hole greenhouse.
Okay.
I'm not seeing it just by glancing there. I was torn between that and the honey farm, but the greenhouse had a $15 off coupe. So that's it right there, the top one. Yeah, that's it. It's got light on the front of the house and then a light inside the house. It is 1,428 pieces. And so far, I've only done the base. And I want to say that I am pretty impressed. Many figures. So when I read all the reviews on Amazon, everybody's like, hey, these sets are incredible. Like, they're worth the money. They're almost as good as Lego. The minifigures are ass. The minifigures are ass.
Yeah, there.
There's weird. It's weird, too. Like, the legs, like, snap together. They almost remind me of like the Playmates.
Oh yeah. The tall play.
They give me Playmate feels. Everything is to Lego scale. And I will tell you about 90% of the pieces I've used so far are like, they're a direct copy. I don't know if you could tell the difference side by side to a Lego piece.
Hmm. Besides it, now, one saying Lego and one not saying Lego.
Yeah. There's a good snap to a Lego. Like when you put a Lego brick together, the way it goes together, It doesn't feel like a pressure fit. It feels like two pieces that like snap together. And a lot of the really generic sets, they feel really sticky. Like they go together, but you're not sure if they're together.
Yeah.
You really have to mash them down. I would say that this is about 90% there. It's not, it doesn't feel as good as a Lego brick, but it feels pretty damn good. The instructions are excellent. The book is like 200 pages for that farmhouse. And they do some really smart things, some things that I'm like, I wonder why Lego doesn't do this. Like all the pieces say what they are underneath them. So it'll say like 2x10. So not only does it show it, but it also shows a picture of it.
Oh, that's good.
If it's like a smooth block, it also like tells you like how many spaces it's supposed to be. They do a lot of the like one by one, like the one on one. So like you can actually just hold it up and make sure it's sized right to the book. And then it also shows this like genius top down view whenever you're putting pieces like on a big piece. It also shows like a side by side top down view so you can count the studs to make sure you're where you're supposed to be. There you can see a book there, but it's a super thick book.
Oh yeah.
It just feels like they care. I picked up the set for it was $75 and I got a $15 off coupon off of Amazon. So that makes it, $60 is what I paid for it. And you kind of see it. All their sets come with lighting elements. And the lighting elements are in the box. It is like a separate box inside of there. But everything does come with lighting. They have some really crazy like city sets and stuff like that. I wanted to start with something that's kind of in my wheelhouse that I knew that I would love on a shelf, even though it wasn't Lego. But you see, like, even the instructions they're pretty good.
Yeah, they have an outline where it goes.
Yeah, everything is pretty easy to see. Yeah, all the new bricks are outlined as you go. So what you're looking at right there is basically exactly where I stopped. I have the whole base plate completed, and then I'm working on that's basically bags 1 and 2. So let me say this. Lego also does this thing where there'll be, like, 3 bag number 1s. Or 2 bag number 1s. I have a problem with this. To me, bag 1 should just be bag 1.
Yeah.
Put all the pieces in one bag. Step 1 for this is the build plate. It is like 4 bags and took me like 2 hours to complete step 1. It's like 70 pages into the book to do bag 1. They need to be broken down better. So that's the one I almost bought. That is the Bee Farm. It's $70. The reason I did not purchase this one is because it did not have the Amazon coop. I do like that one a whole lot, though. It even comes with a little honey extractor that you spin back there in the corner. You can see it comes a little black cat. Looks like Henry.
There it is. Honey extractor.
Yeah. So you actually put your trays in there and it spins.
I've never seen this.
You've never seen the fun hole.
No.
Also, to make things more strange, they are Fun Hole, W-H-O-L-E, but their logo is an F dot and then a hole. They sound like a sex toy company.
Yeah.
But if you go to Amazon, I didn't see a single set of theirs that was below a 4.5. Like everything is a 4.6, a 4.8. All the reviews are good. I've seen like, at this point, I've probably seen 30 TikTok videos where people are talking about them. And I was just at the point where I was like, see these city sets? Like some of these are awesome.
Okay, yeah.
I watched them build that apartment complex, and it's got like all the neon signs on it and stuff. The lighting elements are just super cool that they include those. So some of the bad, they're still a little sticky. They don't go together quite like a Lego.
Mm-hmm.
There's the whole farm series they have there. They've got some good stuff on it. They have some good stuff in the vacation stuff too, but that barn, super cool. The farm store. Little chicken coop. The cheese house. Like, those are cool sets.
Yeah.
So they're a little sticky. The steps are too long. And the other thing that Lego definitely gets right is when you build a Lego set, it's like, hey, you're only using these 15 pieces for this whole, like, step 2.
Mm-hmm.
This is like you're using 75 different pieces for step 2. Like, I don't know that I've done a single step right now that uses more than two of the same piece. So when you like lay everything out to build that step, it uses a whole giant table because every single piece is different. They're not reusing pieces. They're doing this in like the most complicated way possible. And it feels like it when you build it too. It feels very complicated and maybe unnecessarily complicated. But I will say the instructions don't make it hard to do. It just feels like it didn't have to be this hard. Now also to anyone who's like, they're not cheap. Like these are not cheap sets. They are cheaper than Lego, but they're not cheap.
Mm-hmm.
So I would not say this is like a bargain brand. It doesn't feel like it when you put it together. They don't look like it, but they also don't cost like it. You just pulled up a modular build and it's $160.
Yeah, no.
But to my knowledge, all of their sets contain lighting. The lighting is super cool. It comes in a separate box inside there. And also they do some neat things like on that honey one. I don't know if you paid attention, but they're like modular elements to where you can like slide trees out and slide the bear out and put them in different spots. Like they do some neat things. Yeah, if you click on back, one of those pictures, I think it's one of the last ones, will actually show you the pieces that like come out. It's also adorable. They give you a bear going after the honey. Maybe keep going back. It may be on Amazon that shows it. It may not be on here. But yeah, like the little trees and stuff, they actually slide in on a track. So you could actually move where they were.
Okay.
Which is just kind of a neat idea. Let's keep going there and see if. Yeah, see? How like all the trees they slide out on a little track. But you still build it out of bricks. It just like they're almost modular how they go in.
Hmm. You say you saw that you find this on TikTok? And I'm like, okay.
So wait, I've been seeing these videos on TikTok and I'm an asshole. I think it has to be Lego or nothing.
Yeah.
I do. Like I'm that guy. It's my first party controllers.
Mm-hmm.
Like I just can't wrap my head around every time I've ever got a set that's not true Lego, I'm disappointed in it. But I just kept seeing TikToks for these and I'm seeing TikToks from people who are like Lego people on TikTok who are trying these sets and saying good things about them. Oh yeah. They pop up when you type in Lego like companies.
Yeah. I know Creo.
So I've just been seeing a ton of videos of people who are in that ecosystem that are like, hey, these sets are good. Like don't turn your nose up at them. They're good.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been seeing these videos and I'm like, I don't know. And then I watched the video for the honeybee farm and I was like, man, that's like, it's like, it's made for me.
Yeah.
So I went on their website and I looked through their sets. I'm like, all these look so good. So then I went on Amazon and I realized they had them on Amazon and I was like, I want to try them. So I was scrolling through, I went to the honey thing and I was like, I don't know. And I went to the greenhouse and I was like, I'm going to get the botanical gardens, which is different.
Mm-hmm.
It's different enough. So, I was looking at it, had the $15 off and I was like, you know what? I had some credit on my Amazon. I was like, you know what the hell? Let's give it a go. I ordered it at around 11:30 on Saturday night or on Friday night. I got it Saturday at 2:00. Damn. So I got it quick as shit. I don't know where they store them at, but they're close by. I got them quick as shit and, packaging is nice. Box is nice. They have set numbers just like Lego, opened everything up, was super impressed with the printing, even like the way Lego are like, hey, on the botanical sets, like here's the real flower or the real plants that these are mimicked after. It does the same thing in the book. It shows you like, here's their version and here's our version. Like here's the real plant and here's ours. I've been really impressed. Like I said, the building is not quite there the way they snap together. The steps are overly complicated and not figuring out creative ways to use pieces seems like this is the most complicated way to get there and that they just include 10,000. Like of the 1,400 pieces, the best I can tell, it's going to be like 1,200 unique pieces so far.
I might have to check one of those out. I know they didn't have this on there, but that company that's very similar. It's called Leapin. It basically looks like the Lego logo. It's L-E-P-I-N. They call it the Timu Lego set. I want to get one of those and check that out and see how they look. Cause I mean, it's basically the same exact version.
I would like you to try one of these fun holes and then just tell me what you think of it. Cause I was surprised. It is better than I expected.
Cause I have the typewriter set I bought.
Yeah.
That's like a knockoff and I haven't put that together. Then I have the bus or the camper, Volkswagen camper. I have that one. I forgot what company that one is. That's put away. I want to try this, the Leppin, and I'll try that on hole. See,
it's not perfect. Like you would know the difference. If I just gave it to you and you started, you'd be like, oh, these are slightly different, but they're not like to me, it would be a disservice to call them like a Timu.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel like that. I've put together really shitty sets before. It doesn't feel like that at all. They feel very like thought out and well done. The name is terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Fun hole with an actual F in a circle is like, it's really not good.
Right.
It's really not good. I also like that they incorporate lighting into all of the sets.
Yeah. Is that the main thing? Cause they had the lights already.
I think so. I think that that's their draw is that all their sets are lit, and all their sets are lit in a way that where like it's not overly obvious that they have lights.
Oh, so you like can become you can become affiliate.
Yeah, that's probably why I'm seeing so many TikTok videos, to be honest with you.
Yeah,
because they're probably going after that influencer market. But yeah, I'd like to see what you thought of one of those.
Probably, if anything, I'd probably do this newsstand.
That newsstand looks good as shit.
Yeah.
But you see, like when you click on it, like the lighting is just tasteful. Like you have the lamp in there on the outside and then you have the light on the inside. Like it's not overly lit.
Mm-hmm.
It's just kind of like subtle light. I'll tell you that those minifigures, you can put them straight in the trash.
Yeah.
But everything else I've been impressed with. So there's a lot of detail there.
Yeah. And some of the bricks you can't even get from Lego itself.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd like you to try one of these. He's looking at the newsstand. It's $34.99 on their site.
I was just trying something that would fit in that you could put in it, that I could put in my collection without noticing it. Because I do notice, like, when I went down to the like those Lego conventions, and some of them just don't look right in like the big huge bills. I'm like, okay, they probably went cheap and bought some of the like the Timu version or Wish version, the sets and put them on there.
What I like is that I think that, based on where I'm at now, if I set this on a shelf, there's, I'm not finished with it, but even looking at like the ones I've looked at on there, there's only a few elements that I think you have to remove to where people would not know.
The minifigures for sure.
The minifigures have to go. Like on the farm one, the bees are like on little, just flat, like single studs that have a bee printed on them. I think that's kind of lame. Look, it even comes with a little propane tank on the chili dog cart.
No, but that one does not look like Lego at all. It looks like Mega Block or something.
That one does look a little cheaper.
Yeah.
But I like the propane tank.
I like the chili dog stand.
The modular buildings look pretty good to me.
Mm-hmm.
That apartment complex was the first TikTok I saw, and I was just like, all the neon and everything. I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. And then the more I started to see that they're all lit up, that travel trailer.
Yeah. See, I like the book cafe, the antique store.
Yeah. The cars are okay.
Mm-hmm.
They're not great. The cabin stuff is cool.
I mean, that definitely, the jungle offer that looks like a Lego set.
Yeah, that farm truck, I mean, it gives you, that cabin's awesome. Even like the snow on the roof and everything.
Mm-hmm.
That camper van is cool.
Actually, I like that camper van.
That camper van's cool. That's like classic.
Yeah. Yeah. Whoever did that one did a good design on that. Looks better than,
like I said,
a little organizing block.
Yeah, it's kind of cool too. Not for sale. It says redemption only. I guess they do points.
Yeah, I saw one on there said like 399 points.
So I will say that anyone out there that's interested, I would say look at these. You are going to be able to tell a difference, but the set that I have is definitely to scale.
Mm-hmm.
So like if I, you know, I have minifigures everywhere. I would just fill this up with my minifigures, and I'm honestly going to throw the one that came with it in the trash.
Yeah.
It's just not good. It's not, it breaks the whole thing. Like you can tell. But besides that, I mean, the thing is awesome. And a lot of the pieces, I'm telling you, if they weren't stamped Lego, you wouldn't know.
Or you just take a picture of it or have an idea. And when you go, next time you go down to the Lego store, just build a minifigure.
Build a couple. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like for the botanical gardens, like anyone can work in a greenhouse. I mean, anyone can work in a greenhouse.
Mm-hmm.
So I could pull any of the 50 minifigs that are still in the box out and stick there and it'd be fine. What else? We should talk about games, I guess. I only played Party Animals. Not that exciting. Oh, no, that's not true. I played Split Fiction last night for the second time.
Mm-hmm.
So I picked up Split Fiction, playing with a friend of the show, Marshall 205. It's neat. So if I buy the game, anyone can play it with me.
Okay.
There's no limit to how many people can play it with me. So I could run through this game with every person I know over and over and over. You have to download a Friend Pass version of the game from the store. You can play the entire game as long as I'm online, but you do not earn trophies, which is really, really driving Marshall 205 nuts.
Right. So what made you decide to play the game?
So it is by Hazelight. So it is by the guys who did A Way Out. It Takes Two.
Mm-hmm.
I like what they're doing and I want to support that studio. I like, what's his name? Joseph Ferris. I like him. He's passionate about games and about what he's doing. And I also think the premise was a neat idea. It's good. It's really good. This thing has 33,000 reviews on Steam and it's still a 5.
Yeah, 10 out of 10 on Steam. Score. PlayStation 4.9 out of 5. And PC Gamer has 87. So
it's good. It's really good. We're not very far into it. I won't ruin the story, but basically you're playing through two very different storylines as the same two characters. And so, you know, you're playing through like high fantasy and then like, you know, space ninjas.
Yeah. I mean, looking at the picture here, where's.
Yeah. And it's the same two people in each role. And so it's interesting. Some of the banner is kind of like lowbrow. Some of it's kind of goofy.
Mm.
There's been some real like laugh out loud moments that we've had. I'm really happy with it. It's $50. And in that $50, it does allow you to let anyone else play it with you.
It's cool.
Yeah. So those are just Party Animals and that's all I've done.
Okay. So I finished the season out of Fallout 76. I started the new season, just looked at the new map and like what the mapping rewards and stuff. There's nothing really worth playing for on here, like the extra stuff you can get. So I started up the Stanley Parable again, not to start over, but to finish, to try to get the last trophy. You have to play the game on Tuesday, the whole, all 24 hours, and it will add up. So I have to play it on Tuesdays. A lot to get 24 hours worth of playing on Tuesday.
That's a wild trophy.
Yeah. So I played a bunch of it, just ran around playing it on Tuesday. And then I've been working on the Road 96 PlayStation 4 version trophy. I think I'm 2 away now or 3 away from that trophy, or the platinum trophy for that game.
Oh, I should take 1 second to shit on the Honeybee Farmer Simulator.
Oh, no.
That's not a game. That's just an instant platinum.
10 minutes, 15 minutes.
Had I known that before, oh, dude, it's like 4 minutes. And you get PS4 and PS5 versions, so you could technically double platinum that game in 8 minutes. But I want to shit on it real quick because it's not even a game. So you start with like one little plot of land. I talked about it last week, and I don't want to give this thing any credit because you shouldn't buy it. And all the companies... games, like after doing a little more research, you know, we talked about it last week, but they're all trophy games.
Mm-hmm.
And PlayStation's got to stop this nonsense. But basically, you boot it up. There's no menu or anything. It like boots straight into the game, more or less, and doesn't tell you what to do. You just like walk over to the beehive, fill your tank up, walk over to the table, fill the table up with honey. There's other plots you can buy. There's other stuff you can buy. But you don't even know what you're doing because it doesn't explain anything to you. So for 4 minutes, I just was like filling up the table while I tried to figure out menu systems and things like that. And it is consistently popping trophies the entire time until probably at minute four, the platinum pops. And I was like, okay. And I just backed out of it in disappointment. I didn't upgrade a single plot. I didn't buy a single thing in the entire game. All I did was pick up the honey and walk over to the table.
So once you did that, you were done.
I was really disappointed because I wanted to play the game. I didn't care about the platinum, and it's not a game. It is designed to give you it is designed to disguise itself as a game so you can get a platinum for $1.15. And that's pretty disappointing.
Yeah, it's $1.79 not right now if you're listening.
Yeah, don't buy it. Don't buy any of the games made by them. It is.
Unless you want a free platinum.
It is bullshit platinum. I don't think you should support that kind of company because they are diluting the store down to where you can't find real good games. So that's disappointing. I forgot. It sucks so hard that I forgot I played it.
All right. So I'm 3 trophies away from the platinum.
3.
Yeah, which I'll get. The one, I just have to play. I'm on the 4th. You have to cross the border 6 times. I got 4 already. There's one I have to make the hard choice. Is it one of the hard trophies? But that you don't get until I think number 5 or 6 with a certain character. You have to either let live or die. Which it no matter which way you decide, you pop the trophy. So once I get those 2, and then I get the platinum. Or no, I have to beat the game. Then once you beat the game, you get the platinum. I'm probably just a couple hours, maybe 2 or 3 more hours away.
Are you definitely like done with it after playing both versions like that?
Yeah. Yeah. And I'll tell you what, playing it for the second time, I'm going through and coming up with new story arcs, new decisions, new things.
So it still feels all right.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel like you're being forced to do it just for the platinum.
Cause you play as a bunch of different characters, and then you go through your side characters. You meet a cop, a killer, 2 guys that are motorcycles, a news anchor, and each person has their own story with that character. And some of the times you'll get this, sometimes you won't. Sometimes you have the same, you'll go through the same choices, the same options to go through choice. But if you change it up, it changes the game a little bit with that character.
That's cool.
Like one of the little boys you meet, and you either tell him to talk to his mom or not talk to his mom, or the truck driver, do you tell him to talk to his love interest or not talk to his love interest? And the killer, if you come across the killer, you either do stuff and you get killed, or you do stuff and he'll let you live, and you go through and help him out. It's pretty interesting. That's all I played. Because I really didn't play much this week because doing other stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, I actually did not play very much this week either. It was a fairly busy week for me as well. And I've been extra tired this week for some odd reason.
All right, let's get into some news then. We'll knock this out. There's a bunch. I just saw Ryan's face like, holy shit. There's a bunch of new games coming out for the PlayStation 5 and 4 this coming up week between the 24th and 23rd. I didn't realize that they're releasing so many. I'm not going to list them all. Atomfall is like the big one that's going to be releasing. There's a Care Bears game. There was another game I saw. Sports Renovations I saw was on there. Don't know anything about a lot of these games. I'll have to look some of them up, see if I'm interested in playing them. Probably won't play any of them.
Assassin's Creed also just came out too.
Yeah.
I feel like we should bring that up.
Which I have an article on that one. Okay. All right. So PlayStation has a new patent they put out where the controller will charge by using solar power. So they're going to be working on something with it. I just like the innovation. Not that this is going to be without in like 3 years or 5 years, but I thought just the idea, hey, if you're have your controller sitting out while it's light out, it's going to charge your controller.
Except for everybody plays in a dark dungeon.
Yeah.
It's like everybody wants their game room to be as dark as possible, and they're like, let's put a solar pad on it.
Mm-hmm.
Now people are going to be putting their DualShocks in the windowsill when they leave for work.
Right, don't turn a lamp on.
Melting the plastic on it.
Yeah. I just like
it's a fun idea. I don't know how. I can tell you that in my home, it would still just be dead all the time.
Yeah. All right. Next one, Concord. We're talking about this at work, about games. Concord, the game, because you cannot play it on digital anymore. You talking about how people are going crazy over the physical version. They're just giving some options, showing you how much the game for $200, $300, $350, and then a controller going up for $300, $400, $500 for a controller. That's how much people are listing them for. That's not what they're being sold for.
I think people are trying to change that market
mm-hmm.
because people overpaid for it. So you could buy Concord right now, new, sealed for $1,750. Here's another sealed one for $30, $26. What they're trying to do, people are trying to get this market to where they want it.
Mm-hmm.
Like I for sure paid, $100 when I bought mine. I'm fine with it. I'm gonna leave it in a box. It's not gonna hurt my feelings. But yeah, you by waiting, you for sure could have got it cheaper.
Yeah. All right. Next one on here, Last of Us 2, remastered. Is adding a bunch of free content and a bunch of new trophies. So they're with the new HBO TV show series, season 2 coming. They were really pushed in and added a whole DLC to it. So I'm interested in going back and playing it. It's called No Return. It adds maps, school streets, Ness. So we'll see.
It's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
They have your Concord controller. The cheapest one I see is $210.
Yeah, I know I'm probably going to bet about $200 for it.
That's the cheapest one I see.
I've just seen that they have a Hogwarts one, too. I got to get that one. Not Hogwarts, Monster Hunter Wild. I got to get that controller. That's a Japanese only. I'm going to have to import that from Japan.
Quite expensive.
All right, next one, Life is Strange. Double Exposure wins an award at the game developers thing, but everyone for the game got laid off.
Yeah, well, it wins Social Impact Award at GDC, but the studio, I think, is gone, everyone that worked on the game.
Mm-hmm. That's sad.
I mean, it is, but you have to... Let me think of how I want to say this. You can make a very impactful game that has a great message, but if people don't play the game that you make, no matter what it's about, it's not a good business.
Yeah.
So it's, you can touch people with your game. Your message can be unbelievably good or real or accurate, but like if people don't buy the game, it doesn't matter. You're in the business of selling video games. And I think Life is Strange has been on a kind of a roller coaster, path. It started really high. I think people got tired of it. I think quality dropped a little bit, and then I think they got back where they needed to be.
Mm-hmm.
But I just, if it's not a good business model, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, so the developer Deck Nine Games were not even in attendance to accept the award, but someone from there wrote that they didn't even know that they were even nominated.
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, I don't know what to say about it. It's sad, but that's part of this world. If you're not making games if Ubisoft can be in trouble, then you can't afford to make bad games or games that don't sell as a small developer.
Yeah.
And Ubisoft's right. In real trouble.
Oh yeah. Next one, Atari is bringing a whole bunch of games coming out, and they're back and they look like Atari games. This Missile Command one looked pretty old school looking, but
it's neat the way that they have brought these into like a modern era.
Mm-hmm.
I've said it before. And I'll probably say it as long as I'm alive, but Atari doesn't move into this generation well, in my opinion. It just, Atari games feel of a time and place.
Yeah. Cause I remember seeing when I worked at the game stores, GameStop, and that you would get the Capcom and Atari collection. But people always trading that in. We would have multiple copies of the Atari one.
Because I think you have nostalgia for them, but when you get in there, you're like, eh.
All right, there's this game coming. It's called Ruffy and the Riverside. This is coming out on PlayStation 5 on June 26th. This definitely looks like a game you'll be playing. I don't know if you've seen this one at all.
I haven't. Ruffy and the Riverside is a great name, though.
Mm-hmm. Let me scoot it up. So.
Oh, Ruffy's like a sticker.
Yep.
Ruffy's like Paper Mario.
Show them the trailer right now. Just so.
Yeah, it's got a lot going on.
Yeah.
So it's a 3D world, but you are all like basically stickers. You're paper thin.
Mm-hmm.
So you are 2D. Yeah, it's giving hardcore Mario vibes.
Yeah. I saw that. I was like, this game looks like you would play.
It's interesting. I would check it out if it ends up on a Game Pass or on a PlayStation tier. Mm-hmm. I think I would check it out. I don't think I would buy it.
All right. Next one, same thing. This is called The Nighting. Has it the same?
The Nightling.
Night. I said Nighting, didn't I?
Yeah. This looks the. It's giving me Zelda vibes.
Mm-hmm. Steampunk look.
Yeah. He's sliding down the hill on his shield. It does definitely has some steampunk elements. He's got a glider. Definitely giving Zelda vibes.
Yep.
It showing looks a little cool. Bit. Art style is cool.
All right. Then that game of Forever Skies, the No Man's Sky looking one, that has a release date of April 14th.
That's the one where you're on like that blimp that you build up bigger and bigger, the blimp city.
Yeah.
It's a neat idea. It is co-op, so I would be interested from that standpoint. I think I would play it together. I don't think I would play it solo.
Mm-hmm. But you do play, it's only three friends, so we're going to have to kick someone out.
Yeah, I think we could just find a system for that.
Or is it three friends, like you and three friends?
Three is such an odd number to be able to play with. I feel like it should always be four or up to four, but it wouldn't be the first game that only allows three people.
All right. So another one, PlayStation news. The PlayStation fans, apparently they're thinking SOCOM, the game SOCOM, is coming back. There's been a lot of stuff coming from the developer. They're calling it Project Delta, and there's a lot of hints and secrets of things that people are finding out on different websites and different things that the SOCOM could be coming back.
Were they saying that people can fly? Is who's working on that? Yeah, people can fly is reported they're working on it.
Mm-hmm. If it can, I don't know what the game is, but I remember playing SOCOM. I really liked SOCOM. That was the first time I played multiplayer with the little headset.
SOCOM was a time and place game, though. Like they tried to bring it back, and of course, everyone remembers it landed right on that PlayStation outage that was 20 something days long, and it effectively killed the game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know. I don't know what people's appetite for SOCOM is. It is a special part of my childhood, and I would probably entertain any decent-looking SOCOM game that came out.
Yeah, with the military shooters and the Battle Royale, if they did something, they could do it.
Yeah,
I did like the fact you can pair up with people and go do whole missions. All right. There's four games coming to Xbox Game Pass. Clair Obscur. Expedition 33, Revenge of the Savage Planet, South of Midnight, and FBC Firebreak. Apparently, this FBC Firebreak is a game that people are really excited for.
It's for sure the shittiest name on the list.
Yeah. Return to Savage Planet.
South of Midnight. Oh, cool.
Let's do it.
Developers, Compulsion Games, Deep South Action Adventure. It looks cool to me.
And just a person's running around.
Talk to a giant catfish right now.
Like a God of War type.
It does have God of War. It feels a little bit like God of War. Looks like it's set in like a deep, deep, like maybe Louisiana South.
Then here's the FBC Firebreak. This is the game that a lot of people are. This is a shooter.
Oh, it's from Remedy.
Yeah.
So it'll probably feel good. The name sucks. FPC Firebreak does not, like, that's not easy for the mouth.
It's just called Firebreak.
Yeah. Yeah. You want something with a good mouth feel.
I'm going to play Firebreak. No, I'm going to play FBC Firebreak.
You think people just call it FBC? You think people even play it?
Yeah, they'll play. It's a shooter.
It looks good.
All right. Next one. Sea of Thieves has basically got the next 5 years of gaming planned out.
You know, every time I scroll through my inbox, I have an email from Sea of Thieves with a new update.
Yeah.
Like pretty much any time I log into my email and scroll through, there is information about either a new update or something that's coming or a new thing in the store. I mean, the support for that game has been incredible. And yeah. I assume that there are enough people that it makes sense for them to continue to support it that way. So if they can make it another 5 years, they absolutely should, because I love the way they've supported it.
Yeah. So they tweeted out like a toast to 7 years, Sea of Thieves, a big thing about 7 years ago. And then later on, someone said, the team has been targeted for 8 to 10 years of playing. So, season 15 just released. Then there's going to be an Xbox exclusive X edition available, is out right now. It looks like a Halo character. Here it is right there.
Oh, it's like Master Chief, but then they put a set of ears on it.
Yeah. Or like the Master Chief helmet with a pirate helmet in it. Like a mix.
Yeah, that's what it feels like. It feels like a Master Chief pirate helmet, which is probably what they're going for.
Mm-hmm. With the purple, with the gun.
The boat has like an Xbox, like the X on it.
All right, next one. Phil Spencer did an interview basically saying that with Fallout and Last of Us doing so well, that he sees a lot more Xbox games coming to movies and TV in the future now that they have the idea of how to do it right. But then I guess Halo is being shopped around. Another company is probably going to be picking up the Halo TV series.
Halo needs to just hold up, just pump the brakes. Maybe we get a Gears of War show going, see how that works.
Mm-hmm.
We revisit Halo down the road. Fallout is excellent. I assume that it's excellent because it had limited involvement from Xbox and they went with the right group to do it. That's also such a cool world. Yeah. Fallout is such a cool world that it would have been hard to do it wrong. I will say though, that I feel like they did it extra right.
But they didn't have to use specific characters. They didn't have to have a Master Chief or an Ellie.
But it's so, the world of Fallout is so cool. That retro futuristic post-apocalyptic world is always going to be cool to see represented either in a game or on TV or in a movie. That's such a cool world to be in. And they did a really good job. Absolutely more games should come to TV if done correctly. But I don't know that because Fallout did well that they have the secret sauce figured out. I'm much more confident in Sony.
Yeah.
When it comes to that, they have formed a separate, you know, PlayStation, whatever they call it, the PlayStation Pictures or whatever it's called. It's definitely not called that, but
Sony Pictures Entertainment.
They have a separate group of people who just work on making sure those don't suck.
Yeah.
And I think it shows. I mean, even in the Twisted Metal show, which is definitely a departure from the other stuff they've been doing, it's funny and it's silly and it still feels like Twisted Metal. I think it's on Peacock streaming and they're doing a second season of it.
Yep.
You know, it's Will Arnett. It's silly. You know, it's the right tone for it. The Last of Us is obviously doing excellent. You know, I think Sony's figuring it out too. I think they got to figure out how to get Astrobot a cartoon.
Oh man, yeah, if they can do that.
I think they got to get Astrobot a cartoon. They got to get it in front of kids. They got to try to get it on, you know, Saturday morning.
All right, next one, some Nintendo. Nintendo's starting to do this Nintendo Online updates page. So they have a bunch of classic games coming. Donkey Kong, Mario's Picross, we talked about last week. Wireland 4 is now available to play. What's this one? Mario Kart 8 has 96 courses. You can download a DLC and unlock 48 more courses to it. Here's the deluxe one. We talked about Hello Kitty. Civilization 4 has You're thinking, let's say MLB 25. Now it's available for Switch. They're adding more rewards to the Nintendo Switch. Play to unlock missions. More music been added. They added Zelda and Mario 3. And then they're adding this game vouchers. I think we're members can buy a pair of Nintendo game vouchers and redeem one each for a digital game voucher. So there's a bunch of different stuff that Nintendo's trying to add in.
I mean, try as they might, they're never going to get me to care about Nintendo Online. It's not going to happen.
Yep. Now, have you tried your Nintendo Championship?
No, I've completely fallen off of this. I thought it would be something that maybe I would stick with, or that maybe you and I would go back and forth. You never played it. I bounced off of it.
Yeah, I played it for like 2 days, but not even like an hour each.
I think if I could like see like your times, you know, there's no way to even do that back when we played it. Maybe there is now, but there's like no friends list. I thought I would be able to like, it's the thing Astrobot gets right. Like I do a time trial. Like I'm constantly getting stuff from people on Astrobot still that are on my friends list as they play that game. It's like, hey, your time got beat.
Yeah.
And it makes me for a second kind of flinch and be like, do I need to get back in there?
Right.
I thought it would be like that, where it'd be like, hey, you know, Gerald posted this time on this challenge, like time to beat his ass. And I'd be like, hell yeah. But it's not like that. It's like you're competing against people you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, when I tied for number one in the world, there's no more pinnacle.
Right. You can't beat that. I'm done. All right. So what's it, the father? They said the father of PlayStation, Ken Kutaragi.
Kutaragi.
Still has the Nintendo PlayStation prototype tucked away in a closet. Then apparently he shows it off. He put it on X and you can't find it anymore. It's gone. But I found like the little, someone posted it here, and here's the pictures of the Nintendo or the Nintendo PlayStation. Looks pretty cool. He still has it.
It looks pretty good.
They said the last one they thought, because I guess there's, now that he's with him having one, so there's, it means there's two in existence, not just one. And that one sold for $300,000.
You know, I think it's cool. I mean, obviously him having it makes sense. I would like to see it in like a museum where people can appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to see it going in a private collection, but also it kind of sucks it's in a closet.
Right, I saw
a piece of history. It would be
I saw a YouTube video where I watched where I watch wrestling. One of the guys, he does Up, Up, Down, Down. That's his wrestling channel. He went over to Australia and found a guy over there that's got like the biggest museum of video game collection. He's got like one of a kind ones of this. I was watching like a good 20 minutes of it on there. Then he has another where someone else came over. He has so many different PlayStation, Xboxes, Nintendos, Ataris, no one's ever really seen before, because a lot of it will be replaced in Japan only, or China only, or Taiwan only. It was that was pretty cool, and he wants to save everything. He's like, I wanted to show it off in a museum. You can come over, you can pay to go walk around, look at everything. Everything is not behind glass. You can physically touch 90% of everything there. You can pull games off the shelf, look at the front and the back. Some of them are sealed, some of them are not. That was pretty cool.
I just think stuff like that deserves to be seen, but it's not mine or my choice. And if there's anyone that should have the ability to hold on to it and to be theirs, it's him.
Yeah, do you remember years ago when Wu-Tang apparently had an album and some guy paid like $5 million?
It's that dipshit, that dude that was like hiking the price of prescription meds, the Martin Scorsese or whatever his name is.
Yeah, and he bought the, now no one can ever listen to it. He's the only one that has like the rights to it.
Yeah, I think he's in jail.
Yeah, for something.
For being a piece of shit. That guy sucks.
All right, so this one, the Seattle Mariners have a contract with Nintendo. They will have logos on their uniforms. So this is I haven't really been paying attention to sports, see that, but they're going to put a Nintendo patch on that, on the uniform, and then on the hat.
That's cool, I guess.
Yeah. How long is it going to be for it to look like NASCAR drivers, which just adds all over the uniforms?
I'm at the point where I want everybody to sell everything out. Just sell it. I mean, if someone can make more money by selling sponsorships, just sell it, sell them mm-hmm. out, sell out the shorts, sell out the jerseys, sell out the, I mean, it's already like that with, you know, NBA put sponsors on their jerseys, like yeah. NASCAR is littered with sponsors. Like, just go ahead. Like I'm all right. I'm all right with the Titans having Nissan logos on them. Like, just go ahead. Mm-hmm. It doesn't offend me, and if it makes them more money, which allows them to be able to put on a better show at the end of the day, like, I just go ahead.
Yep. All right. See, four games are coming to the Nintendo Switch Online. SNES games, Nobunga's Ambition, Lord of Darkness, Romance of the Three Kings, or Wall of Fire, and Uncharted Water, New Horizons. I played that Uncharted Water. I remember that thing sucked.
They could put free blowjobs on Nintendo Online and I wouldn't care. I'm so uninterested in Nintendo Online, and they just keep trying to drive people to it. And I don't know what it is about it, but they've got to find a better way. I don't know. I've never talked to a single person. It's like, oh, I'm always on there playing all the games on their online service. Never.
Yeah.
I've never heard a podcast where anyone talked about it. And it's not because the value's not there. The value's absolutely there. There's so much shit on there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how you make people care, because I certainly don't.
Right. Because
it's a shame.
Because they have, 500, U.S. place, I mean, NES games, and 800, I think, total.
It's put them all on there. Yeah, it's insane. It is an incredible value. It is like $20 a year to have access to this.
Hmm.
But I couldn't be bothered to care any on this. And I don't know why. It's something that PlayStation and Xbox get right that Nintendo is not. And I assume it's just like the inability to do things with other people. Like, they need an achievement system. They need in-game chat. They need all those things that make it feel like it's worth being on the Switch for. And these games need multiplayer and need a good crossover. Yeah. It's like, if I knew all those games had co-op and you had all of them and I had all of them because we both had this and we could jump in a game and chat and earn achievements and earn trophies, like, there's a way to do it, but they're not doing it. So it doesn't matter what they keep adding. Like, to me, like, get your foundation right, because you have an awesome house, which it's built on quicksand.
Right. If you can play Mortal Kombat or Street Fighter or Tecmo Bowl or NBA Jam or whatever, the Double Dribble, something like that. What was the hockey game? Blades of Steel. You could play two-player instead of couch co-op on those. I'd be at my house, you're at your house, we can play Blades of Steel.
Yeah, I would love to jump in Mario 3, run through it with you.
Mm-hmm.
And unlock trophies while we're chatting. But like, I'm just not interested in the mansion built on quicksand right now. It's like the back half is excellent. The value is excellent. But like, give me the fundamentals that make playing games online with other people. It needs to be in your online service. Your online service doesn't just need to be games.
Yeah. Our next one, Mojang. It's announced a Minecraft update called Vibrant Visuals. For the first time ever, they are updating the textures of the Bedrock Edition.
It kind of makes me erect. It looks good in the picture.
Mm-hmm.
I always want, anytime you see those like AI videos they do where like it's like Minecraft in real life, where it looks super realistic. Like, I want Minecraft to look better. I know it can't look perfect. I know that's part of what the charm in it, but I want it to look better.
Yeah, here's the overlay.
We play with a pack on that like up-reses it.
Mm-hmm.
But this looks even better.
Yeah, because we use the natural pack.
Yeah, we use the natural pack, which makes things to me just look a little bit smoother, and that's what this does. So it's showing with it off right now and then on. It doesn't change things drastically. It just smooths everything out.
Yeah, like the water. Because there's the water, then...
Yeah, it just looks better. Like, if everything looks the same, but better. There's more dynamic lighting. Everything just kind of smoothed up a little bit. But yeah, I just want a better-looking version of Minecraft. It seems like they're playing with the light a whole lot in this.
Yeah.
There's also a weird video of like a majestic bunny running underneath this one that's oddly distracting.
The cute realistic bunny. Yep. All right. Next one. Assassin's Creed Shadows has 2 million players in 2 days, even with all the stuff.
they need it. This is the only thing that can save Ubisoft. And even then, I don't know how much runway this gives them, but they are fucked as a company, and they're going to have to shut down some of their studios and get rid of the bloat. And I think that this game could not have come at a better time for them.
Yeah. If anything, how we're talking about the movies and TV show, that's where they need to let some studio do a TV show, do a Game of Thrones era.
Well, Assassin's Creed is so like disjointed though.
Yeah.
No one gives a shit about the outside of the Animus stuff.
Yeah, they've completely gone away from that.
Yeah. Now there's like a, there's like a canon mode in this that you can flip on that takes all the extra stuff out. And so it is just like canon story stuff. It's they're trying, but like it is, the name is the only thing holding these things together is Assassin's Creed.
Which is sad, because I really liked the Assassin's Creed game back in the day. So Amazon Prime Gaming, they've added another free game from Bethesda. It's actually Wolfenstein, the Old Blood for on Xbox and Old Blood for PC, which Wolfenstein games are always fun. But for it to be a free game, that's always good. All right, next one. Game Informer apparently is teasing a comeback. They've announced, they have like a little announcement. They shut down back in August. There's some announcement coming in April. No, I'm sorry, March 25th. There's a Game Informer announcement. You remember having to go to GameStop and you're like, hey, you get Game Informer magazine if you subscribe, if your subscription.
Yeah, I remember having to be the asshole trying to tell people what a good deal it was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't. To me, this doesn't do anything.
No, because no one's really buying magazines or reading magazines anymore. You go into like Books A Million, they've got their magazine sections like dropped half, it's like cut in half, and it's so you don't even see the magazines.
It just went away in August. Like, what on earth has happened since August that makes you think bringing this back is a good idea?
Yeah. All right, so I've never heard of this, but apparently there's a thing called disc rot for your games. If you don't use your game for a long time, it'll rot out. And then apparently the PlayStation 5 has a 20-year window compared to other ones have 30 to 100 years. The CDs and DVDs, for some reason, Blu-ray is only at 20 years. If you leave them in like moistured areas and basements or attics or something.
Yeah, this has been a thing that I see people talk about a lot, and that with old disc-based games that it can become an issue. I've not had anything that's been affected by it yet, and I have a lot of old games, but you know, I guess trying to keep them in an area like you shouldn't keep collectibles in a high moisture area regardless.
Yeah, I made that mistake.
Yeah, so I think trying to keep them in an area that's low moisture is just a good that's a good idea for anything that is that you're keeping for value later on. But you know, we live in the South. It's very humid here. I mean, I have no doubt that mine are exposed to more humidity than they need to be. I do the best I can. All my old stuff is in totes. It's stored away. They're all in their cases. I mean, I try to limit the amount, but there's no doubt that humidity gets to them.
Yeah. They're saying here that PlayStation 1 games are 30 years old. Just try them out and see what it is. That's where they're finding some of them in some old CDs. I have cassette tapes, and some of my cassette tapes are like don't even work no more. There's nothing on it because of the moisture.
Yeah, moisture is a son of a bitch to a lot of things, including your home in general. Like, moisture is just bad.
All right, so we're talking about Monster Hunter Wilds. I was talking about the controller earlier. Apparently that game, the campaign mode, has a 73% completion rate,
which is awesome.
Yeah, it means people are really loving the game and playing through.
I'm definitely interested in Monster Hunter Wilds. I've heard so many good things about it, and it's apparently the most accessible Monster Hunter. I think it's a game that we would enjoy playing together, but I think we would have to all commit, and everybody would have to have a good attitude about it.
Well, friend of the show, Patmans, have already completed the game, or probably played all the way through.
Yeah, but we played all the way through a game you completed too, though.
Yeah. All right, Dave the Diver, DLC, the Dragon one, Age of Isle is coming soon. Is this going to get you again? Is it going to get you back in Dave the Diver? Do you want to finish it off?
No, definitely not. If I haven't jumped in to see the Dredge tie-in,
yeah,
the Like a Dragon's not going to get me. I should finish Dave the Diver at some point. The problem is I played it on Switch and I really wanted to have played it on PS5. It definitely took the wind out of my sails when I finally just gave in, bought it, played 40 hours of it, and then they announced it was coming on PS5, and I was like, okay.
Yep. All right, so I saw this online, the MetaQuest 3, as a Batman Arkham game you can get with it. So if you go to MetaQuest, the actual website, you can get it starting at $499.99. You get the MetaQuest 3. See, got Arkham Shadows, 1-year warranty, and the subscriptions for 3 months. But if you go over to like a retail site like Best Buy, you can get it for $299.99. And this one comes with 3 months of also included in. So sometimes just be careful when you buy from sites. Sometimes that someone else will have them, like Best Buy, Walmart will have them on sale.
Yeah, you got to pay attention to prices when you're ready to get something big, unless there's a reason you want to buy it from said place.
Yeah. Like I do, I buy Legos, I want the points.
Yeah.
All right, so last but not least, some Lego news. You guys enjoy this one a lot. I know I do. The Lego Ideas projects currently under development. So these are ones that have passed through. So these will be sets that will be coming out for sure.
I hope they don't change much about that otter.
Mm-hmm.
I really like that otter and the design. It's not a set I would buy, but I think it's pretty awesome.
Yep. So they're doing a vehicle moon car.
I love it.
Yeah. Then you're going to do the gumball machine, which I'm for sure awesome. Getting that. We'll get that one. The autumn snails. It looks cool, but not for me. It might look good with your botanicals.
Yeah, I'm not going to get it, but I do think it's a neat idea.
All right, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. That might be one I might get because of the little minifigures. The Italian Riviera looks pretty cool.
It's an awesome looking set.
Then the Goonies ship. I will for sure get that one.
There's apparently the Italian Riviera. I saw someone saying it's like not in scale with the Lego City. And so that's like a complaint that I keep seeing. Is it's beautiful, but it's like not, you can't like put it in your city set.
Right. It'll be one of those, like the treehouse one or something. Yeah. Just,
it's like a diorama. Like it's made to set up separately, but we can't really incorporate it.
Yeah, so the Goonie Gizmo is coming. Probably would get Gizmo. Disney Pixar lamp with the ball. That looks pretty basic. Yeah. So I don't see this one being super expensive. The minerals display did get. We talked about that one. And then the lovebirds. There's the otter. And I didn't see this one, but Snoopy beside a campfire.
It's cool. I think that it's just on like a build plate. I think this one will go undergo a lot of changes before it comes out.
You know that one it just released with the four picture frames with like the space theme? I think this is how this one will look. Something like that.
It's pretty neat, but when I look through those, the gumball machine is a definite for me. The Pixar lamp, if it doesn't suck, is will be one I get.
Mm-hmm.
If it's like a $20 set, I'll probably stay away from it. And then the moon car. I love that moon car. That's the aesthetic that I like. It's very like 50s, like rocket powered car. It just has the right vibe for me. I hope they don't change much about it. It also looks like a very cheap set.
So I just saw this one. There's a working cuckoo clock that did get 10,000 supporters. And a cuckoo clock looks amazing.
I would love to see Lego make this. I don't think they ever would.
Yeah. But it does look good.
If they did, it would be $500. But it's super cool.
All right. Next one, the botanical set, the Petite Sunny Bouquet. I know you saw this.
Yeah. Price point's awesome. It's small. Like if you see it in a vase, it's not much to it. It's cute. It's $30.
Yeah.
I will eventually get it as I do all the botanicals.
All right. Next one. The Lego Ideas 90s pack had some votes. The next shot. And there's some good sets in this one. We talked before about the Forrest Gump Life diorama where he's in a suitcase.
Yeah, it's a suitcase, and when you open it up, it's the scene of him at the bus stop.
Here's your Wallace and Gromit.
Love it. Never will win, but love it.
Buffy Vampire Slayer.
Yeah, we not do anything for me. The Mighty Ducks, so looks good.
Yeah.
It's so simple. It's so good. It's so well done. It is a like bookcase piece. And I think it, the way they did the ice is cool with the clear box over top. It's mm-hmm. That's a super well done set.
And then they do the Mr. Bean, which is good. It's okay. I don't know who's going to win. I would think the Mighty Ducks or the Forrest Gump.
Yeah. I think the Mighty Ducks stands a good chance. I could see Mr. Bean or Wallace and Gromit sneaking in because of the international votes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that I worry about that Forrest Gump set and how complicated it would be to build and to license.
Yeah.
I will out of principle buy that Wallace and Gromit set if they put it out though.
Oh, for sure.
Out of principle, I will buy that just to support it.
All right. So, we were talking about this on our chat. Lego has announced another partnership with, later on, but it's 2026. With Pokemon.
Yeah, they're acting like video games, and they're announcing stuff way too soon.
Mm-hmm.
Very quick video. All it shows is Pikachu tail snapping together and lightning, yeah. and shows both logos.
So if someone was saying, I saw some articles saying that they have another licensing agreement with another company that did, I guess, Pokemon sets, like Mega mm-hmm. Bloks, and that contract expires. And then the new one will come in. That's why it's taking so long.
Yeah, but why announce it yet?
Yeah.
When you announce stuff so early that people get bored with it before you ever get there, you know.
All right. And then last but not least, the Brick Designer season, Bricklink Designer Program Series 7 finals have been announced. Did you see these?
No, I actually haven't seen these.
Okay. So there's a Privateer Frigate Cortina, it's a big...
Another boat.
Wallet, a little robot. Sushi restaurant.
Sushi restaurant's cool.
Yeah, and it's got the little thing on the back of it, the train.
Little monorail, yeah.
The alchemist shops. Antique collection, and that's it. Not really hyped on this one as much.
Not really hyped on this one. I will say the antique collection is kind of neat.
Yeah,
it is bigger replicas of like an armoire full of junk and a little table and a chair, but it's not lighting the world on fire. I think it's just okay. I can see the alchemist shop doing pretty well.
Yeah.
People love their night stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's got something super strange going on in the roof there with like the potion bottle sticking out.
Yeah.
As like a chimney. I think that's cool.
There's a fountain over here.
Yeah. Not a set for me. If I was going to get anything there, it would be the sushi shop. I do think it's well done. I just don't think I would buy this. I think that's a set I could see friend of the show, Matt, scooping up.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I'm surprised you didn't.
That robot looks like the most generic robot humanly imaginable, I think, is my problem with him.
Right.
He looks like a Wish Astrobot. And so I do not care for it. It doesn't have any personality, and I'm over ships.
Yeah, the ship is probably the best one overall, but they're going overboard with ships. But I do think if I get one, it will be the Alchemist Shop.
Yeah, the Alchemist Shop's pretty good.
But I'll see later on. I'll probably buy that for myself to go with the other night stuff if I decide to do a night table. But then I'll see for reselling purposes or collecting wise down the road, like 20 years, so I'll see which one people talk about. Don't know which one it'll be. But that's all I had for today.
That's a ton.
Yeah.
It's a ton. Long podcast.
Longer than last week's.
Yeah. Long and strong, they say.
All right. As usual, if you'd like to support us, head over to patreon.com/GameStitch. If you want to send me a message on the X at @game_stitch @HoeEffinShow. This was episode 632. We'll be back next week. Same time, same place. Goodbye, everybody.
Good night.